morning and welcome to St. Columba's for our Harvest Thanksgiving service. It's a particular delight to welcome visitors, and all of you are very welcome as we come to give thanks to God for all his goodness and blessings to us. I want to thank all those who worked so hard yesterday in decorating our church so beautifully, and those who gave all the items that we used for decorating. I am most grateful, and it's an opportunity for all of us to remember to say thank you, and as we do so, to pray for those who do not have sufficient for each day. After the service, you're all warmly invited to join us for lunch in the hall. The catering committee have been working very hard during these half days with the many preparations, and simply make your way down to the hall for lunch. We are particularly delighted to welcome the Archdeacon of Connor, Dr. Stephen McBride, as our preacher, and his wife Helen, who joins us from the congregation. Both of you are very welcome indeed, and thank you for being with us on this day. We follow the order of service as printed before you.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
We say together, loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we're lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now.
We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand. We stand as a forgiven people. Therefore, let us praise God for his mercy and give thanks to him for his goodness. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
the collect or prayer for this day, when we thank God for all the good things around us. Eternal God, you crown the year with your goodness and give us the fruits of the earth in their season. Grant that we may use them to your glory, for the relief of those in need and for our own well-being. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Then he told them a parable. The land of rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will I be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God." He said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds?"
And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? If then you are not able to do a small thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow, is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink. And do not keep worrying, for it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things. And your Father knows that you will need them. Instead, strive for your kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well."
I'm here.
may all that I say be in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And that silent prayer for the computer has worked as well. It's up on the screen. Just because it was working at 5 to 11 didn't necessarily mean it would work now, but it's working. It's a joy to be here, and first of all, to thank the rector for his patience. I know on a couple of occasions we've tried to link diaries. We have a common link with Zambia and Kitwe and St. John's Theological College, and I've had the opportunity of being out twice, but I haven't had the chance to come here. And we received some sad news this week from Zambia in that their child development officer, Dolores, a girl who I reckon was maybe only in her 40s, died. And she was doing such sterling work of child development throughout the diocese, really advanced for that part of the world. So we're very much in our thoughts and prayers as they will try and find someone to follow on. I was here in November, December for your Christmas Tree Festival, and on the back of that, we are having one in the 30th of November through to the 3rd of December in Antrim. You are to be commended on what was a fantastic display, and thankfully John and Karen, your administrator, have given us lots of ideas and helped us solve problems that we didn't know we were going to face up to. So maybe some of you will take, it's only 20 minutes to Antrim, and park in the Castle Centre car park, and it doesn't cost anything. So maybe we look forward to seeing some of you there, and maybe seeing some of the ideas that you have developed, you'll see them with us. What I want to do this morning is, first of all, nutritionists tell us that breakfast is the most important part of the day. And today's all about harvest, Thanksgiving, and I want us to think just about the journey that some of the things that we've eaten for breakfast have made to get to our table. Now, this wouldn't be something that I would eat very often, because I know I buy a packet with great enthusiasm, and then about 6 weeks later, they're a wee bit musty. But our cornflakes, Wikipedia. Are we working? Are we switched on? That would help. Somewhere. Wrong one. There should be a doofer on this. A torch? No. You can see I haven't done my preparation.
Another prayer.
Where is the torch in this thing? Sorry. I'll have to point. There we go. Those of you who are geography graduates will know that cornflakes came from Michigan. They were designed in 1898 by John Kellogg for the Battle Creek Sanatorium. Wow. And he went on to make a clean fortune with his cornflakes. So if I'm out at a B&B or having at a hotel, I love a bowl of cornflakes, but it wouldn't be something that I go for every Sunday. 1928, then he designed the Rice Krispie. Wow. Now, one of the things that didn't quite make it to St. Columbus today is our croissants, because we ate them for breakfast. Anything for breakfast, we had croissants. All the way from France. And one of the things, yeah, you might think it's a bit odd, but one of the things I enjoy with my croissants is some honey. I love honey on my croissant. And just think of the tens of thousands of miles that those little bumblebees did all about the gardens to get the honey. And I'm sure they go every time, what's this all about? We fly all this way, we make the honey, and what do we get for it? They haven't a very good agent. So, all the tens of thousands of miles just to make our honey. One thing we do eat every week in our house for breakfast is a pancake. All the way from Canada with, is it a maple fly that does the maple syrup, or is it the maple tree? And now, with Zambia. Croissants, pancakes, not the healthiest of diets. Sorry. With our link in Zambia, we flew from Ndola down to Lusaka and Lusaka to Livingstone. And one of the things you'll see as you fly, it's, you fly quite low, it's a wee cloud hopper. And you see these fantastic areas of fertile ground where they bring in water and they, of all the things that they grow bananas and they grow pineapples. All the way. Now, I don't want somebody at the door telling me actually Tesco's bananas and pineapples come from Costa Rica. These are Zambian apples, are bananas and pineapples. We'll just pretend that link with Zambia. And then washed all the way down with, used to be Nambari, now Thompson's tea, all the way from India, or a nice cup of Bellagio. That's probably a mix. But from South America. So you can see, just to get our breakfast on the table every day, we are very much reliant on lots and lots of different people. So when we are down in the hall, when we go home tomorrow morning, whatever you're having for your breakfast, just remember it's Harvest Thanksgiving. And it's a time of the year just to remind us to say thank you to God for all the people everywhere who work so hard to feed us. But also, as John has said, we will be remembering those for whom today will be another day without anything to go into their tummies. Now, I want to talk. This works. Yes, this is the world that God has made. We've all got a little bit of work to do now. Of all the foods in the world, probably in most houses in the world today, it may not be hovis, but it will be some form of bread. And we're going to think about Jesus as he said, I am the bread of life, not the caviar, the pancake, the croissant. I am the bread of life. Something very simple and yet something that's so essential. And this is a poem that our diocesan children's officer, I don't know where Jill got it from, but we're all going to join in. This is the world that God has made. And then there's a response at the bottom. So, yeah. This is the field with the old stone wall. That's part of the world that God made. Are we all awake? Try it again. And this is the response that goes throughout the poem. And we'll keep it moving. This is the field with the old stone wall.
That's part of the world that God made.
This is the seed, ever so small, which was sown in the field with the old stone wall.
That's part of the world that God made.
This is the wheat, which grew so tall, which sprung from the seed ever so small, which was sown in the field with the old stone wall.
That's part of the world that God made.
This is the farmer, Farmer Paul, who put down the wheat which grew so tall, which sprung from the seed ever so small, which was sown in the field with the old stone wall.
That's part of the world that God made.
This is the miller, who was on the ball, and ground the flour in no time at all, for our hard-working farmer, Farmer Paul, who cut down the wheat which grew so tall, which sprung from the seed ever so small, which was sown in the field with the old stone wall.
That's part of the world that God made.
Now here's a good one. This is the baker from Cushion Doll, who made the bread with the miller who was on the ball, which ground the flour in no time at all, for a hard-working farmer, Farmer Paul, who cut down the wheat which grew so tall, which sprung from the seed ever so small, which was sown in the field with the old stone wall. This is the man at his market stall who sold the bread from the baker from Cushion Doll, who made the miller from the who was on the ball, who ground the flour in no time at all. Our hard-working farmer, Farmer Paul, who cut down the wheat which grew so tall, which sprung from the seed ever so small, which was sown in the field with the old stone wall.
That's part of the world that God made.
This is my dad, coming into the hall, who's just bought the bread from the market stall. The baker was someone from Cushion Doll who made the bread from a miller who was on the ball and ground the flour in no time at all. For a hard-working farmer called Farmer Paul, who cut down the wheat which grew so tall, which sprung from the seed ever so small, which was sown in the field with the old stone wall.
The
This is me hearing the call. Come for your breakfast. That's my mother's bowl. Morning, Dad. He's still in the hall. I'm eating the bread from the market stall, baked by the baker from Cushendall, who made the bread for a miller on the ball, who ground the flour in no time at all, for a hard-working farmer, Farmer Paul, who cut down the wheat which grew ever so tall, which sprung from the seed ever so small, which was grown in the field with the old stone wall.
That's part of the word that Paul
made. I took a big bite and said, delicious. So, we thank you, God, for my mum and dad who bought it, the man who sold it, the baker who baked it, the miller who ground it, the farmer who cut it, the wheat which sprung up from the seed which was sown in the field. And that's part of the world that God made. Doesn't God use a lot of people and take a lot of care just to give us our breakfast? And just to conclude, when Jesus said, I am the bread of life, thank you to our readers this morning who read for us. Those words which the farmer heard, you fool, what a condemnation. He was a very successful farmer. He'd done everything right. He planted. He'd looked at the weather. He had a fantastic harvest. God had blessed him. But in all the blessings, he forgot the God who blessed him. And that was why he was a fool. And God wants to bless us with so many things. And the things in themselves are good. But it's once they begin to nudge God out of our life, whether it's our job, our family, things in themselves which are good. But if they nudge God out of our lives, then he says to us, you fool. But if we keep God in the center, then he promises to give us an abundance of all the things. So hopefully when you go home today, tomorrow, and you sit down to your cornflakes or your pancakes and maple syrup, just this week, thank God for his many blessings.
Turning to our order of service, we join together in the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in Him.
Do you believe and trust in His Son Jesus Christ to redeem the world?
We believe and trust in Him.
Do you believe and trust in His Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in Him.
This is the faith of the church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
The congregation may be seated while the children come and sing their anthem, the Harvest Samba. Well done to all the children for the excellent singing, and to Lynn at the piano, and to Rachel who was coordinating all the words, and all those pages, Rachel, in the right order. So very well done to everyone. And now the children are going to lead us in our prayers. Let us pray.
Sunshine fades away. We thank you for October, the new month arriving today. We thank you for the promise of harvest contained with every seed. We thank you for all the things upon which you let us feed. We thank you for the oak tree which grew from an acorn. We thank you for the farmers who work in fields of corn. We thank you for the bread within each small, small grain. We thank you for the nourishment which comes from all the rain. We thank you for the apples, the cabbages, and the grain. We thank you for the pancakes and the yummy hams they've been.
We thank you for the bread,
for the flowers.
And thank you for the trees. We thank you for the butterflies and all of the buzzing bees.
We thank you for my special friends and all the fun they bring. We thank you for the mystery of nature, so let the harvest lunch bell ring. Amen. Following the prayers, we say together, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talent to lead our parish organization. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth and in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. One of the aspects of our Harvest Thanksgiving services over this day is the way we come together and sharing the gifts and the talents that God has given us. And that has been reflected in so many ways, not least in the preparations for these services and all those who've been working so hard at the catering down in the church hall. And that was very much emphasized by Archdeacon McBride in his excellent sermon a few moments ago. For all of us are dependent on so many different people, not just here in and around our parish, but throughout the world, for all of our basic requirements for what we need to enable us to get through each day. And as we come to give thanks, and as we have been giving thanks, let us also remember the many housebound people in our parish who've been with us in years past for Harvest Thanksgiving, and they who tomorrow will have the delight of having all the decorations and the flowers and the fruit and the vegetables being delivered to them. And if you can help in any way with that, do please come along to the church at 10 o'clock tomorrow when we will start to bring blessings to the housebound people for them to know they are a vital part of our parish. And so we give thanks for our support. We give thanks for individuals. We give thanks for teamwork. But also we give thanks to God for his blessings to each and every one of us, reflected in so many different ways. And so with those thoughts in mind, remaining standing, we say this prayer. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all for whom you have prayed for this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.